All right, so let's do that. The topic, of course, is not directly Makis, but it is. It's part of the sugya, so we have to get acquainted with the sugya in Gittin to appreciate what's being said over here. Two ishonos in the Gemara. It's halacha shmitas ksafim. The Torah in Parshas Re'eh tells us that a malveh has to abandon his chov and can't collect it. If shmita comes, lo igos es re'ehu, kikar shmita l'Hashem. Two ishonos in the Gemara. If there's a chov that at the time of shmita you cannot be tovea the chov because the chov has a due date past shmita, it's a 10-year loan. So then, would you say that shmita would be meshameit the chov or not? So that's the two Ishonas in the Gemara. According to the first Lashon, Shvi'is Misham Tasso. According to the second Lashon, Ein Shvi'is Misham Tasso. What's the issue? L'chora, if you can't have a loyigos, it shouldn't be a shamot. The Gemara's premise of the sugya is that one is dependent on the other. If the chov is not collectible, you can't have loyigos take effect, then you can't talk about the Shemitah taking effect either. That's what the second Lashon holds. And therefore, the chov is still collectible after Shemitah, because there's no Chalos Shemitah here to cancel the Chov. The first Lashon, on the other hand, says that even though right now in Shemitah it's Lo Karin Be'lo Yigos, but since it's going to come with Be'lo Yigos when the Chov comes to term at the 10 years, so therefore Shemitah is Chal and cancels the debt. And as Rashi explains, the Pasuk has to be read as follows. Lo Yigos, when is Lo Yigos Chal? In other words, not during the time they couldn't collect it anyway. When is Lo Yigos relevant? The Issur Lo Yigos. Loyigo bismano. When the chov is due, you can't collect it. Kikar shmita l'Hashem, because shmita already canceled the debt before. Those are the two ishonos in the Gemara, and we have a major machokas vishonim, as we discussed yesterday. Who do we paskin like? The halacha, like the first lashon or the second lashon. Tosus discusses it b'ktzara here. There was a shita vishonim that we should hold like the lishna kama. The Rush brought from the Riva that may be always the rule, that if you have an Ika De'amri, Ika De'amri is always the Yechidim, and the mainstream view is the first Lashon. The Piyut of Shavuos, called as Horos or Beleza Zaken, originally as worded was Zman Eser Ki Alvenu, someone lends for 10 years, Bachatzi Yom of Yazvenu, in half the time, meaning in the middle of the time, whatever the Shemitah is, in the middle, you have to abandon that Chov, even though the Chov wasn't due till 10 years, but Bachatzi Yom of in the middle of that duration, Yazvenu, because Shemitah is taking effect. That means he's following the Lishna Kama. Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. Rabbeinu Tam felt that the Halacha should follow the Lishna Basra, as Tosa states, because the weight of the Sugya seems to be in that direction. How did this get into our Gemara after all? The Mishnah talks about a case of Edom Zomimin, who testified the person is Chayiv the El of Zuz in 30 days and not in 10 years. And the Mishnah makes a cheshbon that they have to pay the amount of value that a person would attribute to having the money, the extra amount of time from 30 days till 10 years. And that's the extent of what they have to pay. In fact, the Gemara, if we were to say Shemitah would cancel the Chov, then the Edom should have to pay the entire El of Zuz. So that's a raya, that Shemitah does not cancel the Chov. That the Chov is still intact. So even though the Gemara gave a teretz, which we'll soon discuss the details of, but this is only a teretz. But the pashtus is that this would be, in fact, the halacha, that the chov would remain, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam feels the halacha should be, in fact, Kalishna Basra. So he was magia the poem, and he added a few words of Velo B'Mishpat, which is also poetic license because of another pasuk, as we saw, right? It says, Osher Velo B'Mishpat B'Chatzi Yom of Yazvenu. So he took the words Velo B'Mishpat and said, what you just said, Velo B'Mishpat, that Chatzi Yom Yazvenu is not correct. It's a very interesting way of, you know, making the halacha fit with the piyut that people were saying. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Well, Maaser, the Rush, had another svara that we discussed, interesting Maramakam that we saw in the Beis Yosef, another reason why the Rush says we should follow like Rabbeinu Tam holds the second Lashon, and we should say that the Chov, Shvi'is, would not affect this Chov. What did the Rush say? Shvi'is bisman hazeh, Rabbanan. It's really a shaila. We saw the Gemara in Gittin, according to the whole shaila, this whole issue. The Rush is one of those Rishonim, the Shemitah B'Zalman said, Rabbanan. this issue is very relevant in the discussion of Shpias Bizman Hazeh, of course, in terms of Hilchos Shmita and the discussion of selling the lands and all of these, you know, had to mechira and so on. They had to discuss these subjects. Is in fact the halacha like the man da'am of Shmita Bizman Hazeh Rabbanan or not? The Rush takes for granted Shpias Bizman Hazeh Rabbanan. Says the Rush, therefore, mid Rabbanan, we're not going to allow Shmita to take effect, and therefore the Chov remains intact. Effect of Beis Yosef, what do you mean? It's not just about the issue of Shmita, it's about whether he has to pay the money. And if you have a suffix in Mamon, Hamotzim Mechvel of Araya, Kul in Nitzvah, he doesn't have to pay me suffix. So how can you say suffix Rabbanan, Shmita doesn't take effect? Suffix Rabbanan, Shmita should take effect, and you don't have to pay. Says the Beis Yosef, yeah, but the root of the question, Ikra Dedina, has to do with, is Shmita Chal or not? Is there an Isser to collect? And that's what we're going to have to answer. That's the question that's going to be resolved with the suffix Drabanan, and therefore Shmita does not take effect. Memela, he has to pay the Chol. Yeah, but Ben Yeruchim, that he quoted later, would see, or the Rif, Ben Yeruchim said it a certain way, but Beis Yosef didn't agree with the way he formulated it. But Pshat in the Rif, who seems to hold otherwise, says the Rashi, he might take it because suffix Maman Lukula. Okay, so this is a very interesting inyan to just be aware of when you have a situation of a Sfeika Dedina, which has ramifications for Mamon. Do we view it in terms of a suffix Isser, in which case we say that the Isser is not going to apply and therefore the Mamon Memeu will follow that, or do we say, no, Umaisa Nafkamina Mamon has to tell us suffix Mamon Lukula? Interesting Maramakam to keep in your pockets. The focus for today, Rabosai, is the two kimtas in the Gemara. When the Gemara explains that the Mishnah does not have to pose a question on the first Lashon of Yehuda Meshmuel and does not bring a raya to the second Lashon, in other words, La'olam, we could say that the Chov should be cancelled, but the reason why in the case of the Mishnah, the Edom not owing the entire amount is because we're talking about, says the Gemara, one of two examples. In those two examples, those cases, as the Mishnah tells us, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, it's Shvius. Those two cases, Shvius is not Mishamit. What are the two examples? Hamalva ala Mashkon, v'hamosesh deros of lebezdin. Let's translate each of these terms, not as clear as it may seem. Hamalva ala Mashkon. So the Gemara actually discusses what type of mashkin are we talking about, the two types of mashkin. There's a mashkin b'shas halva, and a mashkin shelo b'shas halva. Mashkin b'shas halva is at the time of the loan. The lover surrenders a mashkin to the malva for collection, potentially. It's leverage, of course. And there's a case where, at a certain point, Bezdin steps in on behalf of the malva and collects from him, and that again can force his hand. So the Gemara connects it to a memra of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak's shita, more quotes in Kedusha and other places, Balchov Kone Mashkin. The shaila is that Rabbi Yitzchak, the pashtus, was talking about a malvin mashkin shelo b'shas halva. And what is the mashma here? Malva ala mashkin. When was the mashkin given? Later or at the time of the halva? B'shas halva. So there's a big shaila in the Rishonim. This not going to be our focus either as much, but just to be aware, the mashkin that we're discussing here, if it's not the mashkin of Rav Yitzchak per se, it's a mashkin b'shas halva, then what's exactly the bort of why Shvius not meshamit? If you say that he's kone mashkin, then you could say it's not the Gemara's lashon. If you have the Gemara's in front of you, the Gemara says, I understand, the Gemara explains why is malva la mashkin a case that Shvius is not meshamit. The Gemara says, the tafsile, right? See where things mentioned here. Bishlo Magmar said, El Amal Mamashka my time, the ta Mishum the toughest lay. Mishum the toughest lay, and where subsequently quotes Rabbi Yitzchak. Rashi says, the toughest lay, the Eno Nogso, this is Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Eno Nogso Vitova Klum. The fact that the Malva has it, it's not called the Istoveya the Lover, because he already has a Mashkin. Again, does this even extend to Mashkin B'Shas Halva? If Rav Yitzchak was not that way, but it could be that once we know Rav Yitzchak gives you a certain koach that you'd consider like your kone ready, because if you have a certain payment that took place by Mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva, that already gives you a certain understanding of even a Mashkin B'shas Halvah, that also gives you a stronger kinyan, kinyan olin. So therefore, it could be that even the B'shas Halvah Mashkin also has in it this element that it's not considered like it's lo yigos, because you already have already a chus that already has taken place, a tviyah of sorts has taken place already. You already have something that's going to be there for your collection. So okay, we're not going to get into the nuances of that issue. B'shas Halvah, shelo B'shas Halvah. But the concept is that it's not a lo yigos, because it was already something that was chal through the mashkin. The other case of the Gemara, and quoting in the Mishnah, Mavol Mashkin Val Moses Shtarosav LeBeisdin Eimashmita. So this is the whole question. Exactly what does Moses Shtarosav LeBeisdin refer to? Most Rishonim, Tosas here and elsewhere, and the Rishonim distinguish between Moses Shtarosav LeBeisdin and Prusbel, as Tosas points out by us that the Mishnayis in Shviyas first mention what's quoted in the Gemara here, Hamavol Mashkin Val Moses LeBeisdin Eimashmita, followed by another Mishnah that says, Prusbo en Mishami takonas Hillel. Hillel was mitakin Prusbo. What is Prusbo? Prusbo is you tell the Dayanim, I'm handing over chobos to you, my chobos that I have, my claims, debts that are owed me. Does he actually give over the shtaros? It doesn't seem to say he gave over the shtaros. But he makes a declaration in front of Beis Din, and Hillel was concerned of people who are violating the Torah's law of Hisham Lecha Pen Yedov and Lavcha B'Liyal. So therefore he's mitakin Prusbo. And then we have Moshe Shtaros of Beis Din, which is actually handing over the Shtaros to Beis Din. How does that work? So there are those who quote a drush in the Sifrei from a Lashon HaPasuk there, as V'asher Yilcha Esachicha Tashmed Yadecha. What you have by your brother, but you gave to Beis Din, so then it's not exactly what the Torah is referring to. It's not that you already have it. The Beis Din has it. It's not Sheyucha Esachicha. It's already Sachicha B'Yadecha. It's already by you. It's by the Beis Din. So it could be. That could be that, or it could be a simple vort that it's not Lo Yigos anymore, because now Beis Din has the jurisdiction. If you don't have the drasha, we don't. Is this a din d'oraisa d'rabbanan Moses Shtaros of a Beis Din? It's not clear. Prusbo, from the sugya Sagemar Gittin that we'll soon get to, it seems to be a din d'rabban Hil Hiskin Prusbo. Moses Shtaros of a Beis Din, if it's not Prusbo, it could be d'oraisa. It could be d'rabbanan, and the drasha is an asmachta, if you want. You could say that too. But it need not be the same thing. That's the shita of Tosas. Rashi consistently blurs the line between the two. In our Gemara, Rashi discusses Prusbo and defines Moshe Shtaros wasn't as Prusbo. And in other places, Rashi in the other direction. Rashi, in defining Prusbo, tells us what is it? That's Moshe Shtaros of Beis Din. So basically, A equals B, B equals A. According to Rashi, they're the same. Rashi here is coming from the direction of Gemara quotes Moshe Shtaros of Beis Din. That's Prusbo. Who Prusbo she is can Hillel. That's the Russian Rashi by us, right? Musrani Lachen, that's in our Gemara. And various places in Gittin, Rashi, when the Gemara discusses Prusbo, what did Rashi say on Prusbo? That is Moshe Shtaros of Beis Din. Rashi in Lamed Beis, when it's first mentioned there. Mosrani Lachen, this is a quote from Prusbo. Mosrani Lachen Poni Poni, Shehu Moses Shtaros of LeBeis Din. Sounds like they're identical. Now, there are Achronim, and maybe the Ritva even here too is mashkin this way. It's not the Pashtus of Rashi, but you should shear it. Because Umaisa, according to those Rishonim who see them as distinct, even if they're distinct, one could certainly make the case that Prusbo is patterned after Moshe Shtaros LeBeis Din. In other words, Moshe Shtaros means you mamish give over the Shtaros LeBeis Din for Beis Din's collection. Prusbo is a declaration that you didn't mamish give it over, but you talk about the idea that you gave it over. You didn't give it over. You wrote a document or you stated in front of Beis Din that I'm giving over my chovos to you. But it could very well be that the same way Moshe Shtaros of Beis Din works, Prusbo is a mechanism that works on the same plane, in the same way. Maybe Moshe Shtaros of Beis Din is in the d'oraisa, especially if you learn it from the drasha, and it's a real drasha in the Sifrei, but you could certainly see that as a doraisa. Prusbul, on the other hand, could be drabanan, because he didn't actually give the shtaras to Beis Din. But it works al derech, that it, you're not collecting, Beis Din is collecting, literally a second. So says the Pnei Yeshua, but that's Rashi, that maybe Rashi, even though Rashi constantly talks about one as the other, one is the other, and this is this, and this is this, Rashi didn't mean to take it mamish to be hainuhach. After all, the Mishnais separated in Shavuos, like Tosis asked. So the Pnei Yeshua here, Tosis hikshu on Rashi, and Tosis trei milin inu. Rashi means that Moshe Shterosim is not Misham Midoraisa. Memele Hillel could come with his takana as well. Ke'ein d'oraisa. Moshe Shterosim is not Misham Midoraisa. And his Hillel made a darbanon ke'ein d'oraisa. So Rava is hopping on the Yisoda principle is, it's piggybacking on Moshe Shterosim with Beis Din. Al Derech Zeh, you have the Ritva here, says as well. At the end, he says, after talking about the two different issues, one is Doraisa, one is not Mamish giving it over, says the Ritva. But Hillel said, you don't have to give over your shtaras. It's Ki'ilu you gave over your shtaras. The Efshir Ki, Efshir Ki, Rashi's out, Kach Rotsa Lomer. Dahainu Takonis Prisbo, Daha Asmacha. He was so mechid on that aloch. This is not the simple Pshan Rashi, because, I mean, the fact that Rashi consistently talks about this is this, Prusbu is Mesir HaShtaros LeBeis Din, doesn't sound like Rashi, you could say such a thing, the Rishonim say that, but Rashi Chora sounds like the Mamish the same. Moshe Nadak, yeah. I answered. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Good. A lot of times it happens like that. Okay. All right. So now the question, so we're going to work with the assumption, Dloka Pnei Yeshua, and not the Efshar of the Ritva, that Rashi assumes that these are really one and the same. Yeah?
If they're the same, why does the Gemara switch between the two?
Yeah, so ask better, ask Tosas Kasha. How come the Mishnah says first, Hamavel Masmur Joshua Beis Din, and then Emash Mitin, and then the next Mishnah begins, Prusbo Ed Mishamit. Whose kasha is that? Who asked that kasha? Tosis. That's Tosis' kasha. Essentially, you're asking. So, there are those who say, in defense of Rashi, that the Mishnah Gimel is mefarish what it just said at the end of Mishnah Beis. Mava Masim Rosh Shmitin. Now, the next Mishnah is in mefarish Moshe Rosh Beis Din. What is it? Prusbo. Prusbo and Mishami, just using different language, and it's explaining what it is. So, that would be the answer for Rashi. They are one and the same. Yeah, so that's what the Pnei Yeshua was saying, why he said what he said. Why does Rava use the term Moshe Shterosim LeBeis Din? Yeah, so Rashi says, because it's all, it's just patterned after that. But again, the language of Rashi seemingly all over is, it's not just patterned after it. It is the same thing. Yeah, so the language is interchangeable. But the more, I think, okay, it's a ha'ara what you're saying, but I think the stronger question, which isn't even asked in Tosfos, is, so now, is it Doraisa or is it Rabbanan? And how do you square the various sugyas together? Yeah.
Why do we need a Rabbanan way to accomplish this if we already have it?
Because it's not always so easy and convenient to have to take your actual shtaras and give it over. So Hillel was worried about all the people that, you know, are violating the Torah's Hishamalucha, and they're not going to necessarily be able to fulfill the Moshe Shterosim literally. So he did this other thing. In the Pirush of Mishnayos Rambam, it's not even al derech Moshe Shterosim. It's not for sure that you have to say the Mahalach. If there are two different things, it doesn't have to be Ke'ein Doraisa, like the Yeshua says. It could be a Takana, that he come to Beis Din and Zel, and poof, you know, Beis Din has a koach, we'll see, and the chov is not going to be cancelled. But certainly could, especially since they're juxtaposed, after all, in the two Mishnayos, so it does lend itself, and the language, of course, Mosvani Lachem, one could certainly take the notion of Prusbu, even if it's distinct from Moshe Shterosim, but see it as sort of a derivative of it, a Kein D'Oraisa of it. But Rashi is seemingly holding it's one and the same idea. Okay, but what's the problem? Why does Prusbo / Moshe Shterosim Beis Din work? Why is it that now the chol can be collected post-shmita. Rashi here, and we'll see a couple of places, seems to suggest it's because there is no lo yigos. It's no problem, because it's not me. It was surrendered to Beis Din. That svara sounds like a svara d'oraisa. Because don't forget, Rashi here, the Dibra Maschil is on both. Ein Mashmitin. This is going on the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes in Shvius. Hamava Mashkon, the Amosis throws with two different cases, Ein Mashmitin. And Rashi explaining those two words, Ein Mashmitin, going on both cases. Dolo Karinam Beilo Yigos, Share Ino Tabea Kulam. That's the language of our Rashi. So, you certainly get the clear impression that there is no need for anything except what Rashi's stating. There's no lo yigos. I'm not being toveya. I gave my shtaros to Beis Din. That's what Rashi says is possible. I've got a mashkin, whatever level mashkin we talked about, but it's enough to be viewed as collected already, or as quasi-collected. The mashkin is a place to collect the chov, so it's not a lo yigos. It's not I'm coming to you to extract payment. There's already a payment hold that I'm holding on to in the form of the mashkin. That's my mashkin. And by Moshe Shteros of Prisbul, I'm not collecting. It's Beis Din's job now. It's not me. So the point is that there's no reason why Shemitah is Mishambit, even on the Raisa level. That's the clear impression you get in this Rashi.
Retroactively, you have to
pay
the one who's making.
You are. You're delegating. You're kind of giving it over to Beis Din. It's true. But now comes Shemitah, you're doing this before Shemitah, right? So now comes Shemitah, and who has jurisdiction over the Chov? Not you, Malver, but Beis Din. So that means you're fine. Now you have the right to collect the Chov afterwards.
Wait, do you go and collect the Chov, or the Beis Din collects it for you, and then they give it to you?
After Shemitah's over, you could collect the Chov, I think. Could be. Shemitah wasn't Chav.
If you collect it, I feel like that's...
Like, you want to say maybe it's really, whenever it's collected, it's really Beis Din doing it too.
Well,
the Russian of the Prusbul, the new Gufo Shel Prusbul, that language of the Mishnah. Gufo Shel Prusbul, this Mishnah Dala there in Perek Yud of Shvius. Mosa ni lachem ish ploni ploni adayanim shemokim ploni shekol chov sheyeshli sheegvenu kozman sheerze v'adayanim chosmim lamata ol ha'edim. She'egvenu. She'kol mosa nilachem. No. Again, without Rashi, it's just a device, a Rabbanan, and it's obviously simple. Nothing to do with giving it to Beis Din at all. It's just that it's a legal, I don't want to say legal fiction exactly, but a mechanism that overrides the din of Shemitah. But Rashi's, and even if those who don't, even though it's Rashi, you say it's al derech mosa shterosav. So, it has to be similar to that. The Lashon is she'egvenu, she'egvenu. But somehow, the egvenu is not a problem because the Beis Din has taken charge in some way. What's the problem with this? Again, this is the Rashi here, and Rashi in several places talks about the fact that the Malveh is not a goyigos of the Malveh because it was given over to Beis Din. And this is Moshe Shteros of the Beis Din, and this is Prusbul.
Within the Rashi Makos, we're saying that the Prusbul, because the Svara we're explaining why the Prusbul works, that works on a Derech level, or is it because the Prusbul is equal to...
Well, Moshe Shteros Beis Din is Prusbul. Now, Moshe Shteros Beis Din could work Derech or Drabanan, not clear. There is a Drasha that's quoted, the Rambam quotes a Drasha, that Drasha I mentioned to you. But that could be an Asmachta, for all we know. We don't have to be a Rashi Gemura. But, so we don't know for sure. When Tosis disagrees with Rashi, he says, Kach nira, the trei mil ninu, u'mosis terosav, midaraisa in the Mishami. Tosis says it at the end. But I'm saying, but Prusbul is not the same thing as Moshe Shteros, according to Tosis. I mentioned the Rambam. See, the Rambam is clear as well that there's two different issues. Rambam Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalit, Hamalva ala Maske in a Meshamit, Halacha Tezvav, Hamosesh Derosa of Lebezdin, Va'amalahem, Atem Gvuli Cho Vizeh. You collect this chol for me in Nishmat Shenemar. Here's the drush of the Sifrei. Vasher Yilacha Es Achicha. Vizeh Beis Din Tov Benoso. It's not Yilacha Es Achicha. It's not what you have by your brother. Beis Din has it now. Halacha Tezayin. Kishe Ra'ah Hilel Hazakein. Shenimnu Ha'am Melahavu Zezev Oven Al Kasabatore Shamelcha. Hiskin Pruzbo Kidei Shelo Yishamid Achov. So what is he saying? No shaykhis. Now let's look at the end of the Rambam, because it's very interesting. It's going to be segueing into the Gemara Gittin. The Rambam concludes on Lachat HaZayin. What's mashma the Rambam? Any shaykhis at all? First of all, it's not the same thing, that's for sure. But moreover, there doesn't seem to be a connection. Lachat HaZvah, Moses Terosav, Abayzdin, Adrash of the Sifrei, Ashiyucha Sachicha. So it's not by Asachicha, it's not what I have by Achicha, it's based. Then Kishara Hillel, what? Then Hiskin Pruzbo. Kadesha Ram concludes Halachat HaZayin, Veina Pruzbo Moel, Ela Bishmitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh, Shehim Edivei Sofer. Shmita Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. So then Pruzbo works. Amo Shmita Shal Torah Ein Pruzbo Moel Ba. The Rambam concludes Halacha Tezayin by telling us that Pruzbul of Hillel would not operate to override Shemitah's Ksaf Midoraisa. If Shemitah's not Midoraisa, then Pruzbul could not have worked. What's the mucker of this Rambam? Go ahead.
I have one.
Yeah?
The first thing I'm getting over the Shtaros basins, and then how they aid them contradict the Shtaros.
So that's anyway a good question. Is how can there be a question in the Mishnah? You want to know in the case of the Mishnah?
Right.
It's a good question. How do I know? How can there be a dispute about whether it's due in 30 days or 10 years if there's a shtar? I mentioned at the very beginning of the Mishnah that the Me'iri raises this issue. First he says it can be Milval Peh, but then what about the Gemara? So then the Gemara's Ikateret is Milval Mashka. Then we're just mentioned both as together. Yeah, it could be another. I have to figure out something. The shtar is not, it doesn't indicate it. I mean, how to work out the Mishnah is, either way, what we're discussing today is going to be relevant regardless of how it works in the Mishnah. Maybe the first teretz of the Gemara is the real teretz, Ma'avala Mashkin. But meanwhile, the Gemara talks about Moshe Shlomo Beisdin, and there's a Rashi. So we have to figure out this halacha, Pruzbo, and the relationship to Moshe Shlomo Beisdin. So irrespective of how you work at the Mishnah, you're right. In other words, you have shtaris, so Beis Din, not Beis Din. The shtar should say so.
Do we moser to a different Beis Din?
You moser to what?
He gave it to a Beis Din here. The shtar.
People think, why doesn't the shtar tell you when the due date is?
Well, he's now being to weigh him in a different Beis Din, not where the shtar is.
Oh.
He gave it.
Oh, okay, it's interesting. You know, maybe it's not the same basin it's going to be. Uh-huh. I don't know. Here. Rashi's not mashka that way, but okay. Now, in the Rambam, as I come back to the question, what did the Rambam say? Pruzbul can only work Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, which is Rabbanan, and not Shemitah Doraisa. So what's the source for the Rambam, we're both saying? Gemara Gittin. What do you mean, Gemara Gittin? Because there's a shayla how to read the Gemara. The Gemara has the following kasha, and this is going to be the real laser kasha on Rashi, and Rashi here and the other Rashis. And this Gemara, to say that Pruzbul / Moses Shterosav Lebezdin according to Rashi is a din d'oraisa would seem to fly against this very sugya in Gittin, and then we have to figure out what to make of the various Rashis, and we see Rashi does in fact incorporate the sugya in Gittin in some respects. And yet, he also seems to suggest that it's a din d'oraisa. So that's our problem. So what's the sugya in Gittin? Key sugya of Pruzbul is here on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara discusses the origin of Pruzbul. Hillel Hiskin Pruzbul, says the Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Shvius, Tanan Hasam, Pruzbul Eina Mishamid, Zachem Nadvam, Shiskin Huazakein, and so on. V'zau Gufo Shul Pruzbul, all according to the Mishnah, Mosrani Lachem, fine. Ask the Gemara. Umi ika midi. Dibidoraisa mishamta shviyas. Vihiskin hilo duo mishamta. So, no, what's the premise of this kasha? Seeming, the Pashat reading of this Gemara would seem to be asking, Midoraisa Shmita Shekansa Dechov. Comes Hillel, makes a takana that's going to override the Din HaTorah and allow you to collect the Chov post Shmita, even though the Torah would say the Shmita should cancel the Chov. How can Hillel do that? How can Hillel override the Din HaTorah? Okay, so I ask you, Shmita is the Raisa Rabbanan. I mean, Pruz was the Raisa Rabbanan. Rabbanan. That's the Pashup Shad the Gemara. There's one Derek and Tosis here, not for us right now, that maybe could learn the Gemara a different way, and then it wouldn't be Kasha, but this is not Rashi anyway, so it's not going to help Rashi. Pashup Shad the Gemara is Pruz was Rabbanan, Hill is Metakin Atakan Rabbanan to override Dindo Raisa. Comes Abaye, gives a teretz. Amar Abaye, b'shvius b'zman hazeh v'rebi. We're talking about shvius b'zman hazeh, and it follows the shita of Rebbe. The Gemara brings a drasha, Rebbe Omer, zeh dvar ha-shmita, shamot, b'shtei shmita zakas v'daber. There's a lush of shmita, then shamot. It's alluding to two shmitos, shmitas karka, and shmitas ksafim. And there's an equation and a hekesh between them. And what does the hekesh teach us? B'zman sheta mishamit karka, to mishamit ksafim, yeta mishamit karka, yeta mishamit ksafim. When Shmita's Karka is not Noeg, Shmita's Ksav is not Noeg. Really, Shmita's Karka is a Chovas Ha Karka. Shmita's Ksav is a Chovas Ha. What do we call Chovas Ha? Guf. We shouldn't be dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Shmita's Karka, it's possible it's not Noeg Bizman Azeh. Perhaps even Bais Sheni wasn't Noeg, Hoshayla, because if Yovel is not Noeg, if you assume Yovel is not Noeg Bizman Bais Sheni, then it could be Shmita's linked to Yovel. And therefore, Shmita's Karka is not Noeg. In the time of Hillel, therefore, there was no Shmita's Karka. And what is Rebbe teaching us? That what is totally in turn the Shmita's Karka, Shmita's Ksafim, even though it shouldn't necessarily have anything to do with it, from the perspective of the land, it's not about the land. Yovel is not Noeg because you don't have most of Kari Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Shmita's Karka is totally in Yovel. Okay, Shmita's Ksafim should be independent of that. But Rebbe darshins that when Shmita's Karka is not Noeg, Shmita's Ksafim is not Noeg. So Hillel made a takana that was only relevant for a period of history when the whole Shmita's Ksafim is only the Rabbanan because we follow Rebbe. That could mean that in his own time, by Sheni, there was no Yovel and no Shmita's Karka and therefore no Shmita's Ksafim. That's the Pasha Pshat, that's what Rashi seems to say. Others say maybe there was Yovel by his Sheni, but his takana was for a later generation, not for his own generation. Chidush Shadochek. Umaisa, the bottom one would be that the validity of Hillel's takana would only be to the extent that he was not overriding a Shmita d'Oraisa. He was only overriding a Shmita d'Rabban. So we stop writing the Gemara right now. We understand the Rambam, right? What did the Rambam say we just read? That the halacha principle is only bizman, that Shmita Ksafim is bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. Shmita shel Torah, principle can't work. That's the only solution. Principle isn't d'rabbanan, it can only work to override the rabbanan. But the sugya is not finished. Now, it says Rebbe. Right? So it could be that there's a cholik on Rebbe. Right? If there's a cholik on Rebbe, then what would that shita hold? That Shmita Ksafim can be even a the Raisa, even though there's no Shmita's Karka today. We don't accept this drush. The Gemara continues. Okay. So now you're telling me that the Chachamim legislated Shmita's Ksafim. So what did they say? That comes Shmita Bezman Hazeh, and you no longer have to pay your Chov. Ask the Gemara Kasha on that. Let's proceed in the Sugya on Lamed Vav Amazing Gid. So umik amidi, right? So now the Gemara finishes its teretz. So therefore, the chacham metakein that it's mishamid anyway. Zecher l'shvius comes Hillel and overrides amad v'hiskin principle. So all Hillel did according to Abaye was to override shmita drabbana. In fact, the Gemara third line umik amidi, another umik amidi, umik amidi demidoraisa lo mishamtishvius. Utkin Rabban v'deshamet. Is there some, do we find somewhere that midaraisa Shmiyas should not cancel the debt? The debt should be collectible because today there's no real halacha Shmiyas Ksafim to invalidate the chov. Come the Chachamim to override that, to say that, guess what, the chov is not collectible? Can that happen? Can Chachamim do that? That they'll say that Shmiyas is Mishamit even though midaraisa is not Mishamit? It's the second kash. In other words, according to the Takana now, the Chachamim, the Chov is not being paid, so the Lov is stealing from the Malvin. The Malvin is entitled to his debt, Midoraisa. And now with this Takana, the Lov is not paying a debt. How could that be? So Abaye responds to this question as well. Amar Abaye Sheva al Tasehu. The Chacham have a koach because they're not being oke the Torah biyadayim. They're okay b'sheval tasev. Rashi gives two examples of this that we will know about. For example, where do you find the chacham koach lakor davar min haTorah b'sheval tasev? Shofar, lulav. What does it mean? Rosh Hashanah shachal v'shabbos. Chacham say don't blow shofar. First day of Sukkot, midaraisa, you have to take dalad minim. Kach demachem v'yom rishon. Chacham say it's Shabbos. You don't. The chacham a koach lakor davar b'sheval tasev. So here too, they say don't pay the debt. This is Abaye. So Abaye has supplied an answer to the first kasha that we had. How could Hillel override the Torah? The answer is he was only overriding a drabanan, because Shmita was meant to say drabanan. How could the Chacham b'chlal make a shmita some drabanan to override the Torah? Sheva altas. Now there's a machlokes how to read what Rava is coming to answer. Rava steps in and supplies a different answer to Abaye. Rava Amar. Rava comes with the assault called Hefker, based in Hefker. Famous expression. Basin has jurisdiction over the mumminess of Kal Yisrael. The Amrav Yitzchak, and now he quotes a source for this, Minayin Hefker, based in Hefker, Shenemar, Pasuk in Ezra, Koshi Yaba, whoever doesn't come in 3 days, all his assets will be destroyed, he'll be in Cherem, that's a koach of Hefker, based in Hefker, that's one marker, another marker, Rabbi Lazar brings a marker. It's not our sugya right now to discuss the two makoros and what the difference is between them and the various ramifications and permutations of this rule, but it's a koach of Beis Din called Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. What we need to know is what is Rava using this Hefker Beis Din to answer? So clearly he's answering the kasha right that we just mentioned a minute before. That's clearly Rava's agenda, part of his agenda, if not all of it. In other words, the kasha that we just left off was Midoraisa. There's no Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman HaZeh. So what should be after Shemitah? The Rova ought to pay. Now what did the Chacham say? Shemitah's Ksafim is Noig Midrabanan, so the Rova can keep his money. So Abaye explained why, because Sheva Al-Taseh. And what's the Rova going to say? Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So therefore the Rova, they can decide. Rova doesn't have to pay. The Mammon is Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Basin can mix in and say what's yours is this is yours and this is not yours and this is not yours. So even though the Malvah should have been entitled to the money, when it comes to money, the Torah, the Basin can say the Malvah is not entitled. So therefore, making Shemitah Drabbanan today is not a problem according to Hefka Basin Hefka. Okay. What about the original Kasha? What was our original Kasha, Amid Aleph? How can hell be mitakein prusbol to allow a malva to collect the debt post mita if midoraisa's debt was canceled? So was this part of what Rava had in mind in answering Hefker Beis Din Hefker? So this is a big machlokes had a ripshat. One thing would seem clear. The Rambam didn't seem to think so because if you would argue that Rava's is coming to explain the original kasha as well, then you would not have to limit Hillel's takana to the din of Shemitah Ksafim being drabban, which is what Abaye said. You have an alternative to use Rava. Hefker Beis Din Hefker is the rule. So apparently the Rambam did not feel that Rava was addressing that question, and nor apparently could he address that question. So the only answer on the table to that question remains what Abaye answered on Amud Aleph, which is that Hillel can only work on a level of Shemitah Drabanan, Shemitah Ksafim Drabanan. How can that work? That can be Abaye or Rava's answer. But how can Hillel work to override the din of Shemitah Kesafim? That's because he's only overriding Shemitah Kesafim to Rabbanah. Are both say with me, Cheshbon? Okay. But Rashi says otherwise. Rashi says, look at the Rashi, Rava Amar. La'olam ben Rabbanan de Prigi ad Rebbe ve'am Yishviyas lashmatas milveh bezman zeh do'oraisa. Rava is coming back to Amid Aleph now already too. Really, even if you're old, not like Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? That Shemitah Kesafim is only Drabbanan because you don't have Shemitah Karka Daraisa, you can't have Shemitah Kesafim Daraisa. But if you hold like Drabbanan, they can hold you can have Shemitah Kesafim today, which is Daraisa. It's not dependent on Shemitah Karka. And what would Hillel be doing then? He'd be overriding a Shemitah Kesafim Daraisa, the Tikkun Hillel Delot Hashanit. So that would be one issue Rava is coming to focus on. And he's also focusing on the second question. Bein le Rebbe da Amar lav d'oraisa. And according to Rebbe, that Shemitah comes out d'oraisa, what are the Rachamim doing? They're overriding what the Torah would have said, that the debt should be collected, and they're saying that you can collect it. That's also part of Rav's. Rav has a double agenda here, right? I mean, you saw the Gemara both say. You read the Gemara, you read the Rashi. The double agenda in Rav, answering two different kashas. So Bein Rabban, the Pligah the Rebbe, that Hillel went to override it in d'oraisa of Shemitah Kesafim because it is d'oraisa, but Hillel can override that and say collect the chol after Shemitah. Bein the Rebbe, who says that Shemitah Kesafim is not d'oraisa, what the Chum said was it's going to be noig anyway. Lo tikshi davar devidavah shel mammon in kanakius davar na Torah makom siyag v'geder dechibes in mammon hefker comes the mammon. So Rabosai, now that we have this Rashi. So we have a Gemara, Mefureshes and Gittin, Adaf Lamed Vav, that is working with a simple assumption about Prusbul, that the Takon of Hillel was a Din Drabanan, and it can, according to Maskana, according to Rava's answer, which addresses that at Kashan Amid Aleph as well, the reason why a Takon Drabanan of Hillel can work to override what would have been a Din Doraisa, that there should have been Shemitah Doraisa, for you hold that it should be Noik Terei, not like Rebbe, but yet it can still work. The Hillel will allow you not to have Shemitah cancel the debt, and you'll be able to collect with Prisbul, because Hefka Beis in Hefka. So I have one marker in the Gemara that says that Prisbul works because the Chachamim have the Koch of his Hefka to override the Din Daraisa of Shemitah's Kesafim. And I have a Rashi in Makis that tells us that Prusbul works because it's Mesiras Shtaris Lebezdin, because it's not Lo Yigos. Sounds like it works Doraisa, because not Lo Yigos. Bezdin has jurisdiction. My high, like what's going on here? So you're all sweating all morning on this, right? This is the Kasha, right? This is the Kasha and the Sugi. What's Pshat and Rashi? Make it more interesting, various places, Rashi does acknowledge Hefker Beis Din Hefker too. Here, Rashi just gives you one side of the equation. Rashi says it's not Lo Yigos, Eino Tovea Kulam. He says it on both examples in the Gemara, on that mentioned in the Mishnah, right? It's Mavo Mashkin, Animals Hishterosav, Eino Tovea Kulam. Yeah, so now you have a sugi here that says it's a different issue. It's an issue of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Okay, maybe a Mechokas, a Sugis, I don't know. No, Rashi does mention both. So you start looking around at Rashi, you see Rashi does acknowledge Hefker Beis Din Hefker as well. Sounds like there's a need for both ideas. Let's see some other Rashis, right? Let's see where we start. Prusbul, right? First of all, Rashi Masrani Lachem just on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes Masrani Lachem. Rashi says Masrani Lachem es Shterosai Shatem Tiu Nogsim Ba Nilo Egos. Ukamon Mukid Yesh Koch Be'el Chacham Lafkim Amonu Shazeb Blitin Lazeb Mokum Sheis Yog Vetakon. Rashi's giving you the heads up of the end of the sugya. But Rashi already is starting off by saying Ba Nilo Egos. Sounds like because it's not Lo Egos. But it's a Din Doraisa? No, only Drabbanan. What about our Gemara? Where else? Rashi Lamed Beis. Musvani lachem ukaman hu bepirkin. Gabi prusbo shemosi shdaros beizin de iu lo tavale el abeizin vehen yordan chasav ukrin bego yigos. So what does Rashi need that for? Here Rashi doesn't say hefker beizin. Here Rashi says like our Rashi. It's not lo yigos. Is it hefker beizin hefker? Is it because it's not lo yigos? What is this? What's the relationship between these two issues? Right, you see the Rashi in Lamed Beis? Right? Rashi says, I'm not doing it. Beis is Yaru L'Nachas. It will carry other egos. So that's like Rashi in Makas. What the Sugi in Lamed Vav brings in Hefka Beis and Hefka. Vav is coming back to answer the Kasha of Beis and Hefka. So I want to offer, there's two more Rashis to look at. There's a Rashi in Ksubis we'll get to. I want to offer two Mahalchim in Pshat and Rashi. One is from the Torah Zerayim. Who's the Torah Zerayim? Anyone know? Yeah.
Can I just have a question?
Please.
So either way, according to the Rashi and the Narmakos, both seem to say it's the Derabbanan, whether you say Hefker Beis and Hefker or not.
Rashi and Makos doesn't sound like it's a Derabbanan. Rashi sounds like it's Lo Yigos. It's not Lo Yigos. So it sounds like a Doraisa. But the Sugi in Makos, in Ksuvis, in Gitna rather, is clearly Mashba as a Din Derabbanan, and it's based on Hefker Beis and Hefker to override a Din Doraisa. Mitas Ksafet. And last year it says it's Lo Yigos.
Isn't Hefker based in Hefker Din Doraisa?
No. The Tzukim are not, they're both from Navi. The concept could be a concept Doraisa.
Isn't that the reason why they could do Hefker Din Doraisa?
I mean, it's a principle that allows us to override a Doraisa, but it's not. It's basically saying that it's a Takana. A takana's based in by mammon can impact on deraisa because when it comes to mammonis, if the issue involves mammon and siyag of mammon, then based in can describe how to distribute and allocate assets of Jews. That's the concept of hefka based in hefka. So it can therefore impact on dinam deraisa if it has to do with mammon. But it means it's a takana prusbul that's going to be able to have impact on dinam doraisa, insofar as mammon, because of this underlying principle and concept, hefka beis din hefka. So, I mean, what do you want to say about hefka? It's itself a din doraisa or not? I don't know exactly how to word it. The psukim are not the psukim in chumash, but the fact that it can operate on a doraisa plane, I think, is clear. That's what's doing. Beis din has a koach over mammon shel Yisrael. So therefore, it's not lusigzo when the lovet let's say pays his chob or doesn't pay his chob, as the case may be, whether it's the takana shmita stuff in drabanan or the hillel's takana to override shmita doraisa. Either way, it's somebody's not getting their money or holding on to their money. But the answer is, when it comes to money, so there's a koch of hefka beis and hefka. But Rashi here talks about lo yigos. It's beis and negisa. So what is it? What is it? The Talmud of the Biskar Rav. It was a name. His name is Ayale Pamaranchik. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He wrote a number of svarim. The more famous one is Emek Bracha. You've seen that. They're all the same. They're all like thin and big, like this. Emek Bracha. I give this for mitzvah presents sometimes to mitzvah boys. It's very nice. It's not that expensive as a sefer, maybe $12. And it looks chashuv. It's great. And in Emek Bracha, it's on the Yanim of Aruch Chaim a lot. You know, nice small pieces. You know, easy to follow, easy to read. So you want to sound like a lamdan, you can, you know, quote it. This is on Zerayim, so more more arcane. You know, but he's a piece on Shvius in the Shvius, and he learns as follows. He wants to explain why the Rambam has to hold the Shitaso, that Rav's answer could not be going on the original Kashya Named Aleph, and Rashi the Shitaso can learn that Rav could be addressing the Kashya of the Gemara Named Aleph as well. And that's because the Rambam doesn't view Prusbo as in any way shayach to the issue of Moshe Shtros of Beis Din, like Rashi does, and doesn't therefore have any way to work out Prusbo in the way that Rashi uses the language by us, that it's not, you're not being no gays, it's based in. The Ram has nothing in his understanding of Prusbo that could dictate that. And therefore, the Rambam would not be able to use Hefker based in Hefker to solve the problem. because Hefka Beis and Hefka can only work in conjunction with something else. And that's what Rashi is always adding in the other places, that you're not being no-gaze, basin is being no-gaze. So what does that mean? So what's the combination of the two factors? The Rambam didn't have two factors because for him, Prisbo is not saying that you're not being no-gaze, basin. Prisbo is halacha, you tell basin what you tell him, and somehow or other it's going to work. That might not be enough because I need to come on to another vort that Rashi says, and if you don't have it, then you don't have a teretz with Hefka Beis and Hefka. So the Rambam had to learn that Rava only came to answer the second kash. That's the framework of where he's coming from. You can look at it, you'll see yourself. But I want to give you the vort itself, but that's Rashi, and then why the Rambam doesn't learn that way, as I just told you, because the Rambam didn't have the other option to combine with Hefka Beis and Hefka. What is it? What are the two dinim here? He says as follows. There's two halachas. There's halacha of the mammon. The mammon becomes canceled. The debt is canceled by virtue of shmitas ksafin. And there's also an iser of lo yigos. The Balva is not allowed to be tovea. These are two distinct things. So he says, that's where Rashi is coming from when you have to deal with the issue in, from the perspective of the iser. You couldn't say Hefka Beis and Hefka. If there's an iser to collect the chov, this speaks maybe to what you brought up, Moshe, in the back, but who's collecting? When you're collecting the chov, there's an iser involved. So how do you get around the iser of collecting a chov just because there's a principle, Moshe starts with Beis and there's an iser? So Rashi has to address that by saying you're not collecting, Beis is collecting. Even if you do it, you're really doing it like in conjunction with Beis in some way. It doesn't matter who's actually getting the money, but it's the power of Beis Din. You're not being no gaze. It's Beis Din being no gaze. So that takes care of the issa. But what happened to the issa, the mama? The debt should be canceled. That's where Hefka Beis Din Hefka comes in. So each part, each Rashi, and each sugya is dealing with a different issue. The Gemara is asking, how can Hillel override from the perspective of the mama? Rashi here and various other Rashis that talk about you're not being no gaze, that's in terms of the Issa. The Issa we can take care of, not through Hefka Beis and Hefka. It's not going to help you for the Issa Shabbat, lo yigos. So for that, you have to see Hefka Beis and Hefka. But as far as the Issa is concerned, you need to say you're not being no gaze, not lo yigos. But that wouldn't help you in terms of the mama, because even though you could say there's no lo yigos, but the money should be canceled. So how can it work that you can still collect the money? So that's where the Gemara comes in, Hefka Beis and Hefka. So basically, both issues are working because you need to relate to both aspects of Shemitah's Ksafin, both in the perspective of the Issa Shabo, lo yigos, in terms of the fact that there is abandonment of the Chob has to be canceled. So how can that be, how can Hillel be Metaken, Prusbo? So you have to ask yourself two questions. How can there be a lo yigos after Shemitah if there's a deraisa isa of lo yigos? The answer is there's no deraisa of lo yigos. Why? Because it's not you, it's based. But how can the chol be collected if it's been canceled already? What's the answer to that? That's the sugya, that's where Rava comes, Hefka Beis and Hefka. And again, the Rambam, who didn't have this mahalach in Prusbul that Rashi learned, so would not have the answer of the lo yigos. So therefore, Hefka Beis and Hefka Rava could not have been speaking to the original Kasha Lamed Aleph because it wouldn't solve it because you don't have the other half to answer. Therefore, Rava only came to answer the second Kasha, and the only answer to Lamed Aleph is Abaye's answer. That's his shtickle Torah. But the basic Mahalach in Rashi is you really have to deal with two separate issues. Now, there's a major problem on this Mahalach from our sugya, which I think you should cop right away. I have a major problem with this Mahalach. It's a very nice approach. Well, chera, unless you start splitting hairs a little bit, there's a major problem to say this from our very Gemara. Who knows what I'm referring to? Again, I'm going to say it again. What is he saying? You could take care of the iser lo yigos by saying what Rashi says over here, by saying you're not being nogis basis nogis. But I still have to consider another issue. What about the fact that the loan should be canceled? For that, I need to come out to Hefka Beis and Hefka. What's the problem with that?
Our sugya is about mammon and it's using lo yigos.
Say sharper.
If our Gemara passed in the entries, Misham Tosso, then why do we have to come on to Hefka Beis and Hefka?
In other words, so you're both saying it basically. L'chor, the premise of our sugya, according to both Rishonos, is that if there's no lo yigos, then memela what falls away, there's no cancellation of the debt either. There's only a debt that's subject to lo yigos is subject to shamot, to being canceled. So the only reason why the first lashon says that Shmita could be Meshamet is because even though there's no lo yigos at the time of Shmita, there's a lo yigos later. So it still has a lo yigos associated here. And the second lashon says, no, it's not lo yigos in Shmita. But what do you see from here? That if a chov that you can't call lo yigos, you wouldn't have any din of canceling the debt. It wouldn't get canceled. Only a chov that has a lo yigos associated with it, linked to it, is the halacha that the chov becomes shamot with Shmita. That's why a chov le'eser shanim, right? If you don't view the lo yigos in terms of the at the point of 10 years, then you wouldn't have any shmita to take effect. So how can he say over here in Rashi that when it comes to Moshe Shtaros of a Beis Din, there is no lo yigos because he gave it over to Beis Din? Fine, but that's only half the answer. What about the chov being canceled? Oh, that I need hefka Beis Din hefka. No. If there's no lo yigos because it's not you, it's Beis Din, then there's no halacha to chov to be canceled either, just like Nargumar. Nargumar, when you see if there's no lo yigos, there's no shamo. There's no issue of lo yigos because it's not due till 10 years. So right now, you couldn't collect it anyway. So then there's no halacha that Shvius is going to cancel the debt. One depends on the other. So too, if there's no lo yigos because you gave it over to Beis Din. So what are you going to have to say? We could make a chiluk. Why is there no lo yigos? Our sugya is specific to what? It's not lo yigos because it's not even shaykh to collect. It's not up yet. The chov is not due yet. That's where it's not shaykh to have a chov be canceled. But if it's just a technical thing, it's not lo yigos, it's not you, you gave it to Beis Din. So there, you could still talk about the chov being canceled. It's splitting hairs a little bit. Like, so, Lamaisa, there's no, it's like, the Yisod of Agamar is, if no lo yigos, there's no shamot. And he's learning that there's two things you have to address, and the Hefka Beis Din Hefka is addressing one of them, and Rashi is addressing the Isser in terms of the lo yigos, and that the Hefka Beis Din Hefka won't help you with, so you need to say that as well. Yeah.
Can we say like the Beis Yosef that he's dealing with the Iker Kasha of our Gemara, which is just related to this? Rashi's just dealing with the Isser, and not the Mammon aspect necessarily.
Yeah, but again, the solution he's suggesting is that you need a Kamat to Hefka Beis and Hefka. Why do you need a Kamat to it? If the Yisod of our Gemara is clear, that if you don't have a Lo Yigos, there is no cancellation of the debt. Shmita can't be Meshamet Chob that has no Lo-Yigos connected to it. The only reason 10 years could get canceled is because there's a Lo-Yigos at the end. So if you're giving it to Beis Din and you tell me it's not Lo-Yigos, so then what else is there to figure out? So then, okay, so then what do you need to Beis Din have? So I tell you, there's another Mahalach, but for this I need to give you a lot of Hagdamas. And I don't think we have the time for it, especially when I do a little bit of parasha. But how many of you looked at the sugya there in Shmita's Ksafim? Tali Leia, the Amar Lehachi. Something very interesting about Shmita's Ksafim, just to begin to think about. The debt is canceled, it's not canceled. What exactly is happening? What is the Torah after when the Torah says that Kikar Shmita Lashem, you can't be no gays? What exactly does that mean? So he doesn't know. The Pashup Shot, we imagine it's totally cancelled. Hufka, Nifka, it's gone. And yet we do find indications in Mishnayis, if a person wants to Maksa Chov after Shvius, Ruach HaCham Nocha Imenu. Wow, you're praiseworthy. You don't know. A person comes and wants to pay, so then there's an obligation of the Malva to say two words. What should he say to the Lovet? But the two words, Zedvar Shmita, Shamed Ani, I'm leaving the Chol. And what happens if the person says in response, no, half a pikein, I want to give it to you, I'm a ton. Okay, then you can accept it. What's going on here? But then it says, but you can betali le'ad amar hachi. Many perushim in the Rishon what this means. It sounds like it's not as clear cut and simple as it seems. Maybe the beginning of Shira, the next Shira, we'll try to develop a mahalach, not obviously fully, but and see that if we look more carefully at what's happening, Shmitas Ksafim, it might be possible to understand what's going on in the Rashis in a different way. And therefore, that the Hefker Beis and the Hefker is needed, and the Lo Yigos is needed, but not because we're talking about the Isser and the cancellation as distinct, but even within the issue of Lo Yigos itself, they have to work together. Again, I'm not sure that we can do this in the fullest way possible, but at least a little bit to have a taste of what it is, because I also want to see if we can begin to go on to the next Gemara, which also is going to help us for that Gemara too, this evening. So it's all good. Okay, so let's do a little bit of the passion.